Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I know of no pursuit in which more zeal and important service can be rendered to any country than by improving its agriculture. That's George Washington.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Much has changed in Ag Bioscience over the past three decades. We've seen the introduction of gene editing technologies, new digital technologies, even autonomy. One leader has had a front row seat to those innovations. He'll soon retire, but he joins us today to share some perspective on where we've been and where we're headed. Welcome Dan Dawes, Senior Director of Strategy and Growth at Agrinovis. Dan, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much, Mitch. It's really great to be on the program.
It is great to have you here. You have spent your entire career, maybe your entire life is a better way to frame this, in ag bioscience. You grew up on a dairy farm. You spent decades at one of the largest ag companies in the world. What's special about this ag bioscience that has kept you here and keeps bringing you back?
Well, Mitch, I know you share this thought, this notion, but being in this ag bioscience industry and working with people who sometimes haven't had any exposure to it at all, maybe their great-great-grandfather or something like that was a farmer, it's just fascinating to see how it pulls them in, right? And once they get involved, they typically don't step out of it. So I just find that fascinating. I also get a lot of reward from that. And in my case, since I did grow up on a farm and so few people today are engaged in farming directly, only about 1% of the U.S. population, that makes my situation a little bit unique, right? And so I was infected early on, went off to get my education thinking I'd come back to operate the farm. But when I got off to college at Purdue, I discovered some of the really cool innovations, products, business surrounding ag, and I wanted to pursue that.
Dan, you are a brilliant mind as we look at all things ag bioscience. You've contributed so much. I have to imagine, you know, we're looking today at an economy, ag economy globally, that it's challenged. Lots of headwind. This is a cyclical business, a cyclical economy. The slope is probably negative, not positive right now as we look at it in the macro. When you look at where we are today, are there lessons that you've learned along the journey as you've gone through these cycles that would be helpful to those that are maybe going through this for the first time?
I just need to remind myself that something that I learned in the business experience, that the world is not static. And that seems fairly obvious, but when you're in the midst of some of these struggles, it's not that clear. And so things will change. Just like we learned with the pandemic, there's some innovation, there's some growth that can come out of these tough times. And it will in this situation again. And so it's a little bit like the age-old phrase that we know, necessity is the motherhood of invention and innovation.
Without a doubt. And I think you and I share the passion for austerity creates opportunity. I mean, it's in tough times. It takes lots and lots and lots of pressure to turn coal into a diamond. And I think we're seeing that, right? Where great innovations have come up. And you've had a front row seat. I mean, we talked about this, but you've had a front row seat to some really interesting innovations. You look at the things that are headline today, autonomy, gene editing, pick your favorite thing. But you have seen lots of new innovations. Rise of biologicals and crop protection is one that I think is probably near and dear to your heart. You've seen a lot of things pop in here. My hunch is you saw those and you probably got some right. You probably got some less than right. Some may call it wrong, but we'll say less than right. Give us some perspective. What'd you get right? What were you surprised by?
Yeah, I might answer that a little bit differently, but I would have to say that probably one of the biggest innovations is that of genetically modified crops. You mentioned a number of really interesting and outstanding innovations, but genetically modified crops have made huge changes, both for producers and increasingly now for consumers and customers. And so not everything was done well, not everything was done correctly. Maybe that adoption curve was too fast, I don't know, but I would say there's a lot in terms of some of the things coming down the road now for increased protein, enhanced oils, food oils. So there's a lot coming through that process. another one where I would say perhaps a lot of us, not myself only, but a lot of us got it right, was a bit of a controversial thing too, and that is synthetic chemistry. And so if you look at the evolution of that since the early part of last century to where it is today, you know, safer products, very effective products, some under pressure, but they make the food that we eat incredibly high quality and healthy. And so the biological evolution now that is associated right next to the synthetic chemistry, I think is just going to make that even better. Finally, I would have to say that if you look at the enhancements to germplasm, especially in corn, you've seen these charts, I know, Mitch, and you look at the steady increase, the geeks of us who are statisticians look at the slope of the yield curve, and especially since the 1950s, it's just incredible. With an average from about 40 bushel to the acre to now close to 180 bushel to the acre, and we're going to continue to see more with that strong slope.
3 to 5 bushels per acre per year, I think, is the data. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's incredible when you compound that over decades. So, Dan, I'm not going to let you off the hook. You said all the things that are really interesting. What'd you get wrong? What happened that you didn't see coming?
Maybe the biologicals in terms of thinking that synthetic chemistry was the only answer in forever. I think the two of them together is probably where we end up, at least for a number of years, because they're synergistic, complementary to each other. And the safety of these products is just getting better all the time. So we probably underestimated that a little bit.
It's one of those things that specifically as you look here in ag bioscience, we can be caught in this world where we think it has to be binary. It has to be yes or no. It has to be an or, when in reality, there's a lot of things we can look at over time where and, it's not or, but it's and that is the driver.
Correct. The synergy from a number of things. There's no such thing as a silver bullet. And I learned about that in business, but that's true in life. We see it day to day.
What's ahead for the ag bioscience economy? We'll do it. We'll dig into it right after this. Ag bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Dan Dawes, Senior Director of Agrinovis. Dan, we have talked a lot about historical and what's been. I think it's important that we spend some time on what you've done. You've been here with Agrinovis for nearly a decade, 8 years, kind of hard to believe. Your focus, where you and I have got to spend so much time together, lots of stories, lots of fun, not all wins, but a lot of wins. You're talking with entrepreneurs, you're talking with investors, you're talking with companies. And the question that inevitably gets asked is, Dan, what's really different about Indiana? Why should we think about Indiana? You've had nearly a decade to practice this answer. So what do you tell people when they say Indiana? What do you mean?
Mitch, I'll rely on one of the things that we talk about a lot is what's our unfair advantage here in the state of Indiana? And there's a lot of them. I think about the university system we have, all these R1 academic institutions. Man, there's a lot of good technology and improvements that come out of those. We see that our farmers are very innovative. We can find that around the country, but when you couple a really strong business environment with the universities, with the innovative farmers, it makes a pretty compelling story when you're trying to help somebody determine how to take their next step. But perhaps the biggest thing are the people that we have here in the state. And our mother organization that we're under, Central Indiana Corporate Partnership, actually did a study that confirmed that, is that we have a very strong ecosystem and community. And my personal experience is when we've brought people in and tried to connect them with others who can help them, never once did we get refusal to help. In fact, probably people bend over backwards if somebody says, I need this or I need that to continue my growth. So that's additional unfair advantage.
It is. And I think this is the piece where it's been fun to learn with you and to serve with you in this environment, because it is this connectedness. We've talked with Mark McConaughey a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about BioBond, a great young startup company that's come to Indiana. And he said, well, you just made it easy. Dan Dawes made it easy. I mean, we found us a place. We got connected to Purdue. I think that connectedness and sort of that catcher's mitt, if you will, that we can catch the opportunity and shepherd folks, your fingerprints are all over that, Dan. It's going to be fun to see that continue to grow.
Agree. It'll be fun. And we'll talk about this later, I'm sure, but I hope to continue to support and help this economy grow.
I've shared this with you before. This is the Hotel California, my friend. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. I think there are a lot of things that you have learned along this journey. I've learned a lot of things from you, but I think the piece that so many people need to know is leadership. And Dan, you've led teams. What are some of those things that if you are early career, mid-career, you're in the final chapters of your career, what are some of those lessons in leadership, both for the leader and for the led?
Well, there's a couple of things that come to mind. And again, these may be obvious, but easy to overlook. I think practically everybody wants to know how they're going to be able to make an impact in the work they do and the career that they're in. The other thing is the ability to grow and develop in their career. So the best leaders I've seen have made that happen. Additionally, you see that these leaders are caring. Typically, that's hard to develop, but they have a natural instinct and capability to do that. And then I think the other attribute that leaders possess is the ability for concise, frequent communication. Again, easy to overlook, but certainly something that can be developed and improved over time. But people are constantly wondering if there's not some kind of communication available to them.
The idea that nature abhors a vacuum is a real thing. You got to set a vision, you got to bring people along that journey, and you got to make sure that they know that there's a map and they're on it.
And it makes it enjoyable when that's the case.
Yeah, I love that. You and I have shared this conversation many times around joy. The reality that when you can find joy in your work, and people talk, I haven't worked a day in my life. Maybe. But the reality is joy is a whole nother level of fulfillment.
Yeah, because you can see the impact that you're having, and you know that there's going to be the opportunity to continue to develop in your career. Yeah, that's when it happens, I think.
And you've done a great job, I think, mentoring me and so many others around great that it's a career, great you can find joy in your work, but there's more to life than work. You're a husband, you're a dad, you're a friend. As you've looked back on your career and just life during that process, during that era, what advice would you have for those of us with little kids, those of us who are trying to balance a lot of different things? How'd you do it? What lessons did you learn along the way?
I think you need to find your inspiration. And so this is my opportunity to read for just a moment.
I love it.
And this is a quote that I found from our first president, George Washington. And it's just kind of been my guiding light, so to speak, in some respects. And it goes like this: I know of no pursuit in which more zeal and important service can be rendered to any country than by improving its agriculture. That's George Washington. And so I think when you couple that with a good mentor, that's a great combination to take you forward. So role models are sometimes a little bit difficult to establish, and I've probably had a number of them that I didn't even know about or appreciate at the time. But one that really sticks out to me was my father. And so he's a guy who had a very strong faith. He was centered in that, and he was physically very strong, but could be gentle when he wanted to be. And so in the business world, I think we would say he had very strong emotional intelligence, which was demonstrated by the fact that he kept his cool all the time and it was easy to make friends. And as people are looking for those role models and mentors, thinking about my dad, I think one of the things that can be done is examine how small children and companion animals respond to that individual. And I still have great memories of both just being attached to him in everything that he did. He just had great connectivity to small children and animals. You can't fake that, right? And so when you think about a mentor, that might be one test.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's really good. Dan, you will soon turn in your ID card and you're going to go do something. My hunch is, well, not my hunch. I want to keep you close. I want to see how we can continue to work together. But what's next for you and Angel and the Dawes family?
With or without an access card, I'm going to find a way to continue to support and be engaged in this building of this economy because it's a very rewarding thing. It's in my blood, like we talked about early on. Got in there early, kind of hard to get out. But I know that I owe a debt of gratitude to a lot of people, but especially my family and my friends. And so I know it's time to kind of turn a portion of my time in that direction. And I look forward to doing both in the future, but especially with a new emphasis on family and friends.
You shared a quote with me. We both heard it. There comes a point in time when you have to decide not what you can do, but what you should do. And I thought that was a super helpful frame.
Yeah. I think we heard it in the same place.
I think we did. Dan, thanks for all you've done, not just for Agrinovis, but for Indiana. Man, it's been fun to work with you.
Thank you. And God bless.
Amen. He's Dan Dawes. Dan, thanks so much for joining us. And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of Dan and the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier. So thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.